Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. It has been quite a while since I've been, you know, able to be in studio and record a show. I was looking, as I was like coming up with a title, that had been since like late January. I think it might have been like, we might have recapped like NFL championship weekend, like knowing the teams who made it to the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's been over a month. We've had the Super Bowl. And then we've had the Winter Olympics. We've had, well, we'll have the World Baseball Classic as that kicks off. Well, it did last night. There was a game, Chinese Taipei in Australia, with I think Australia winning 3-0. As we get, yep, 3-0. And then Korea beat Czechia 11-4 today, and then they'll play Australia at 9 p.m. Local time. I don't know, I think they're playing their games in Korea? Tokyo. Okay. Because then the U.S. kicks off tomorrow, as do a lot of the teams as well. So we'll preview that a little bit towards the end. It's going to be kind of a, I'd say shorter, but definitely more kind of compact show, because it's been so long. So it's kind of like quite a bit has happened, where how do I recap it all? And then, so, because we had the Super Bowl, we had Winter Olympics, which I would watch when I could, with it this year being in Italy, and there being, I think it was 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours ahead of us. Like, all, you would have to wake up, I think, like, you know, pretty early to watch, like, you know, the finals for some of the events. And then, so you kind of, you already know who won gold and silver and bronze. Doesn't mean you can't, like, you know, watch it, you know, when they do their night primetime coverage. It's not going to be live. And, you know, even though you know what happened, still, kind of interesting. And I mean, there's not as many events in summer or in the Winter Olympics as there is summer. Like, there's only two team, like, kind of official team sports, with curling and hockey. And then some of the other ones they'll do, like, you know, mixed relays, mixed team events. There's mixed doubles curling. I think there's, like, they've done, like, mixed team ski jumping, stuff like that they brought in. I don't know if we'll see it. We had ski mountaineering, which was, like, the big new event, medal event for this year. I don't know if we'll get anything more in 2030, when it will be in France. I think it's in like the French Alps is kind of specifically where it'll be. I know in 2034 it will be in Salt Lake City, Utah. So the U.S. will host the Winter Olympics for the first time since hosting them in 2002 in Salt Lake City, Utah. And then we'll have, I mean, the Nets Olympics is the summer 2028, which will be in LA. And then 2032 is in Brisbane, Australia. I don't think we've announced 2036. I don't know if we do that yet, or it'll be quite a while before we know. We'll kind of do that a little bit. Super Bowl recap. Like I said, it'll be a month ago this Saturday or Sunday that we had Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara, where the 49ers play. Seahawks victory. 29-13 in a very not the most entertaining Super Bowl we've had. A little bit more competitive than last year's, but I mean the score is a little bit, 16 point win felt a little bit more than that. But I mean, the Patriots held it on. Like, they were only allowing field goals by Seattle. I think you set Seahawks kicker Jason Myers, I think he set Super Bowl record for, like, I think it was four or five field goals he kicked. I know he kicked a while, or he kicked a bunch. Let's see, five field goals, and then two extra points. I want to go back. So, yeah. Let's rent the bot store. I don't know what. Because, I mean, Darnold, you know, we're really pushing my memory on like how well I remember this not really exciting game. I mean, he completed 50% of his passes for 202 yards and a touchdown. I mean, from some of the early passes, he probably should have at least had two interceptions. But his receivers were able to pull in the ball just in, like, you know, out of the reach of the opponents. Kenneth Walker rushed for 135 yards, and he had two catches for 26 yards. He was Super Bowl MVP. Just like no one really had like crazy. I mean, he had the crazy game. He had over 100 yards, and he had some like big run plays that kind of, you know, had drives for Seattle. They weren't able to put up like touchdowns. Otherwise, this game could have like really been out of hand. But like, he did enough. And he would have had like a touchdown run, but he got brought back for offensive holding. I think the center or left guard, somewhere around there. I think it might have been the center. So, and then, I mean, defensive-wise, they pretty much put, you know, all the pressure on. Drake May, 6 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown. It was kind of like a strip sack, and then the ball got like thrown in the air and caught and ran back. And then we had there really wasn't any scoring. Like, yeah, let's see, we had 9-0 at halftime, and it was like 13 minutes and 24 seconds in the fourth quarter that we had a touchdown pass, And then less than a minute later, Patriots responded. And then that was pretty much it. And then like another field goal, an interception return, and then a touchdown pass from Drake May, who finished with 295 yards, 27 for 43 passing, two touchdowns, two interceptions. He was sacked six times. And, like, rushing not really a whole lot. I mean, he was the leading rusher, 37 yards. Probably, you know, none of those would have been, you know, designed run plays. And then he also lost a fumble, so, like, it was not... It was not New England's day at all. Like, the defense, like, one sack. Had seven tackles for loss, so not... Like, that's pretty solid. But, like, you know, they didn't get some interceptions that they probably should have had. So with that, and then I think it was this, I might have been last week, where there was Seattle, no, it was this, it was recently, where Seattle announced they wouldn't be franchise tagging Kenneth Walker, so he'll be a free agent, and the new NFL season kicks off next week, Wednesday. Because we've had some trades. A big one yesterday involving my Chiefs. We sent Trent McDuffie to the LA Rams. We got a first round, one of their first round picks this year. Pick number 29. I mean, yeah, that we weren't going to get their 13th. Pick. I mean, because that would have been something to have like a 9th and a 13th overall pick. In like this year's draft, but we can still get someone solid towards the later of the late first round. And we also got, I think, a 5th and a 6th round pick, or a 4th and a 6th, and then I think a 3rd round pick in next year's draft. So we have pretty good solid haul for a player that, you know, we didn't accept his 5th-year option on his rookie deal. We might not have signed him to an extension at all after this coming season. So there's that. Today, the Bears traded DJ Moore to the Bills. The Bears got a second round pick in this year's draft, and then I think they sent maybe like a 6th round pick in next year's draft also to Buffalo, maybe. Those are kind of the big trades you've had. We can't, I mean, no free agent signings yet. I don't know if we can, like, so the new season doesn't start until next Wednesday. I think at that point, you know, free agency can start signing. There might be, like, rumors, but, like, those trades have happened, but they don't become official until the new season. The new NFL season starts, like officially starts. So there's that. Last weekend was the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. So there was, that's kind of like the big, kind of pre-draft, you know, in the pre-draft process until we get to, like, you know, draft night. We'll have free agency, that'll kind of help. Again, with teams maybe getting like some haven't really seen players reconstructing players' contracts to free up cap space. And that can, you know, can target a need in free agency as opposed to the draft. So we'll see, yeah, where like Kenneth Walker signs if he re-signs with Seattle, who knows? They did have like Zach Charbonnet or not. He tore his was it ACL or he had like season ending injury in like the division round game, I believe. So, you know, he might be back, you know, for the start of the season. Or, well, I think if Walker signs with another team, Seattle would get a comp pick, so they might use that for, you know, a replacement. It kind of depends. I mean, it's pretty much him, and then there's Travis NTA. Or the Jaguars are kind of like the two top free agent running backs. We know that the Cardinals plan to release quarterback Kyler Murray next week. So he's like a free agent quarterback option, as well as like Malik Willis, the backup for the Packers the past two seasons. Defense, there's like a Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals if they do trade him. He's kind of like the prize defensive pass rusher. And then there's like a bunch of like kind of like tier two, and then like some pretty like solid like tier three, you know, signed with like a 1 year deal, help on like passing downs and stuff like that, situation type players. There isn't really a lot of good secondary help. So I think that's probably another reason, like, it was an area of weakness for the Rams that they were trying to like target that in like the draft or a trade as opposed to free agency. So a lot of, you know, stuff to be up in the air with that. I mean, we don't know. The Patriots are releasing Stephon Diggs after one season to free up some space. So we'll see that. I know the Chiefs are going to release Juwan Taylor, their right tackle. They'll free up like $20 million in cap space. They reconstructed Mahomes' contract to free up like, I think it was like close to $50 million. So there's that. There's probably some other stuff that happened. But like when it's been a month, like how about to talk about, and then like, you know, once the new season officially kicks off next Wednesday, we'll have kind of more of an idea of like who's gonna like, you know, be available. Because we had like the franchise tag deadline, I think it was last week. The Cowboys using on George Pickens. The Jets on Bryce Hall, their running back. The Colts use the transition tag on quarterback Daniel Jones. I never heard of that, so I don't know what that entirely means, but. And then that's kind of all I can think of. Like, anything else? Yeah, nothing like crazy has happened yet. I mean, we're kind of like, yeah, as we get closer, you know. So that's kind of my Super Bowl 60 recap, really. I mean, there's nothing like I said, it wasn't really an exciting game. Not as close as you would expect from that, and like hoped from like a Super Bowl. But I think we kind of saw like the Patriots got a little bit, were a little bit lucky to make it that far, because they probably should have lost to Houston if Bo Nix didn't have you know, a season-ending injury. The Broncos probably beat them and just took them losing for like a Super Bowl, where like the mistakes of Drake May with Pitts and interception, yeah, with like interceptions and fumbles kind of caught up to them. I mean, specifically, yeah, I mean, Drake May, but also the team in general, where they just weren't able to overcome his mistakes. And like in the NFL, like, you know, it's one game, so you kind of, if you don't put out your best, like, there's no game two to kind of, you know, go back and learn from what didn't go well and adjust from there. You have to adjust on the fly and adapt to what the other, your opponent is doing. And you have, like, you know, 60 minutes to do it. You know? So, moving on. To the Winter Olympics. So like I said, Norway dominated. They won 41 medals. United States was in second with 33, and then host nation Italy with 30. Norway also set the record for most gold medals in a Winter Olympics with 18, beating the record of 16, which was set at the 2022 Winter Olympics, also by Norway. I mean, it helps now with, like, you know, like medal records like that, like most golds in an Olympic and most, you know, overall medals. It's like every year they can't, we'll add, like, you know, there's some more events and stuff like that to medal in. If there's not like sports that they might add, like in 2014 they added women's ski jumping, so there was like, you know, that's two events right there. They have, I think in 2018 they added like mixed team, so there's another one. So like they'll add kind of like events to its existing sports and, you know, stuff like that. We had I don't remember seeing this, but it's like total athlete medals. So I'm not going to pronounce this name. You know, and I'm sorry to my Norwegian ancestors. Johannes Hoslaft Klebo with six medals. All six were gold, which is an Olympic record. He was in cross-country skiing, which I think is like the only way you'd win the most. Or be like, it has to be like, yeah, cross-country or like alpine skiing. Because there's not like, a super a lot of, you know, events. And anything else, like, cause like, you're not, like, you know, bobsled, there's only one. I mean, I guess, unless you do, I don't know if you could do like a 4-man and then 2-man. Well, and there's also the mono sled. Like, could you do that? I don't know. Like, like, would it work out schedule-wise? Like, freestyle skiing, I think you could do a couple. Because there's, like, the slope style, big air, half pipe. But some only do half pipe. Like, Chloe Kim, the snowboarder of the U.S., she only does half pipe. But then, like, some might do all three. It kind of depends on, you know, what you want to do. And, like, the Norwegian cross-country steer, like, he set the record for most, but he didn't, like, set the individual record, which is still, I think it's Eric's, maybe it's not, no, maybe that's not right, but I think he's a U.S. speed skater, and he won 5 golds at a single Winter Olympic, and they were all individual events, whereas that this Norwegian cross-country steer, 4 golds were individual, then there was 2 in relays. So, you know, there's that. I mean, speed skating, that's another one you could win a lot in. It would have to, yeah, be that and, like, cross-country skiing or alpine skiing, like, downhill. Be, like, the only one. Because, like, in summer, it's pretty much just swimming. Or, like, it has to be, like, swimming or track, but, like, would you, like, I don't know if many sprinters would do, like, the 100, 200, and 400 meters. I mean, they might. Again, like, would you be able to, like, schedule that, of those events, be able to work out where you can do all of them? I don't know. Like, Jesse Owens won 4 golds at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, and he won the 100-meter dash, 200-meter. It was the 4x100-meter relay, and then he did the long jump. So, like, something like that you could do. Like, you know, if you did, like, some sprints and then, like, a relay. But, like, I think pretty much you stick with it. I don't know if anyone has won, you know, any, like, track, like, you know, running. If anyone's, like, won a medal, like, the 100, 200, 400 meters, and then won, like, a medal in, like, the longer triple jump or, like, the high jump, like, I don't know if anyone's done that in a while. And then, like, Italy in 3rd, and then we have, like, Germany 4th, and then Japan in 5th, and that's pretty much it. Like, let's see, we had 9 countries win 20 or more medals, and then 13 win 10 or more, so it's a little, I think, a little more spread out for the Winter Olympics, as opposed to summer, where, like, the U.S. wins, like, we win a bunch. For the 2024 Paris, we won 126. China was in 2nd with 91. And Great Britain was 3rd with 65. Followed by the host country of France. Then Australia, Japan. And then you'll get, like, a bunch of these countries with, like, one or, like, a couple. Ooh. So that one's a lot more, like, top-heavy. And There's just also more events where you can do that. So, now I'm just trying to check another stuff. Because I didn't check like other Olympics. I didn't check all the way back to London in 2012. So that, and it's fun that I can see like athletes, like that's something. Very interesting. So I mean, I might. Yo, I mean, like I wasn't able to watch much of it during, and again, like I said, like it got spoiled, just because of the time zone difference. It's like, oh, you know, you. So you're like, well, that's, you know. No fun. But. I mean, you'll still watch it. You know, if you have, like, Peacock. Well, it's NBC/Peacock, and then... But, like, Peacock has, like, you know, the replays and all that stuff that you can do. Yeah, there's that. And then the World Baseball Classic, which, like I said, it officially kind of did last night. And then we have, like, two today, and then tomorrow is kind of, like, the big, like, beginning, where there's, like, it's, like, 10 or so, might be 10 games or whatever. So, I hope I'm not doing lightsick. I made it last weekend at my brother's wedding. And then, like, my birthday was yesterday, so I made it, like, a decent amount through this, like, winter without being, like, sick, you know, but here we are. And, I mean, the U.S., they play their first World Baseball game, or World Baseball Classic tomorrow, 7 against Brazil. So that was kind of like, you know, not a country you would expect to be in that. Let's see, at 7 p.m. on Fox. So there's like four pools, and it's like the top two in each move on to the quarterfinals, which are like next Thursday or something around that. Like, it's pretty. We kind of fly through this thing. Let's see. Yeah, next Friday is quarterfinals. Friday, Saturday, quarterfinals. And Sunday, Monday, semifinals, and then Tuesday, the championship. That makes no sense, though. I don't know why. Because whoever plays in that Sunday semifinal has, like, a day of rest. Like, 2 days of rest. I mean, Monday, they'll still get, like, some, but that's, like, I don't know. That's kind of weird. So, yes, tomorrow, 7 p.m. on Fox against Brazil. Friday, we play Great Britain. at 7 p.m. Sunday, then we're off. Yep. Monday at 7 p.m. against Mexico. And then we wrap up pool play. And that's Tuesday against Italy. So two games off and two games. Standings. I mean, we've only had two games. So we're going to pool with Mexico, Italy, Brazil, and Great Britain. I mean, we are the favorite, definitely, in this pool. I feel like either Mexico or Italy is probably two. I mean, we'll see if, like, Great Britain or Brazil can, like, surprise. And then Group C is probably, like, the big one, because we have, like, Korea, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Austria, or Australia to be pretty solid. Pool A, it's probably going to be, like, Cuba and Puerto Rico are probably the favorites. Canada, get surprised. And then Pool D, it's, like, probably Dominican Republic. And, like, Venezuela and the Netherlands with, like, Israel and Nicaragua just kind of, you know, happy to be there. Do we know who's pitching for us tomorrow? Logan Webb. Brazil has not decided. Especially if we went for Logan Webb and we didn't do, like, Paul Skeens or... Well, Struble's pitching against Great Britain. So that's... something. I think it's... Yeah, it's Mark DeRosa as the manager. I know he was the manager in 2023, the last one. I don't think he was for 2017. I think that was Jim Leyland, I believe. Saying and then hearing it, that sounds right. So yeah, I mean, when we come back next week, we'll have the semifinals, or the quarterfinals all set, and then the week after that we'll know who, like, the champion is, as, you know, it's a quick little tournament. Because then if it's over on, like, the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, then we'd still have, like, a week. Yeah, there'd be, like, a week until, like, this season starts. Because it starts on the 26th. We are 3 weeks away. So, exciting. Coming up on us quick. Yeah. And that pretty much wraps it up. I mean, that's what we'll have, you know, start of the NFL season. You know, the new NFL season will officially kicked off. You know, we'll these trades that have been happening for, like, today, yesterday, and a couple weeks from ago will be, like, official. We'll see if we have, like, any free agency signings. I mean, it might, even though, like, the season is opened up, we'll see if anyone has signed or not. You know, we'll have quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic to preview. We'll know some teams for March Madness. We have, like, conference tournaments started, I think, this past Tuesday for some conferences. Because then Selection Sunday is the 15th. And, you know, we'll have we'll have conference championship team, tournament championship games before then. And then, like, cause I think it's like the Big Ten. Is it the Big Ten and SEC? They're like right. By the time they're done, it'll be like pretty close to like Selection Sunday. Like the, you know, the show that they always do, like that announces the bracket, will go. So we'll know a little bit of that. So if you win your conference tournament, you're an automatic qualifier. So it's kind of a way. Like if you're a bubble team, like if you can do well in the tournament, especially if you're a bigger conference now, where like, you know, maybe even making it to like the quarterfinals can get you a spot. If you can, like, you know, win a couple games to get there, and then if you can make it to the semifinals, then you're probably pretty much, you know, it definitely puts you in the right, you know, conversation to be in there. So, and then, you know, the madness starts in two weeks. So, how about that? But yeah, that wraps it up. Good to be back. I mean, we'll get back into the consistency. You know, we now. Just like, yeah, it's been a month. And like last month, I was pretty much doing like a player practice and stuff like that for a lot of nights and just kind of. And then sometimes on Thursdays, I would like fall asleep and sleep through, you know, my studio time. So, all kinds of fun. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.